What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we take this next phone call, I just had somebody send in an email I wanted to read. Hi, just listening to the show. You may want to bring up the fact that not only Russia was meddling, which I don't think they were, Germany was very much meddling, with Merkel going as far as saying that unless Clinton won, she would be the new leader of the free world because Trump country would somehow not be free. And, of course, Germany's always portrayed as a friend. But let's be honest, the biggest meddler in our political system is Israel, and nobody has the gonadal tissue to mention that. What Russia's accused of doing is penny-ante stuff. Israel is in here with AIPAC and huge amounts of money and media influence. They're constantly meddling with our internal politics, and nobody calls them on it. All right, let's take a phone call from Randy in South Dakota. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. On the Russia issue, and we've been conquered by, they want divide, they want division, it's like the gun owners and the non-gun owners, the female thing and the male thing, gays and lesbians, and they want it, the black and the white. I mean, there's a reason they don't want us to like Russia. In fact, we as people here on the land, we should be writing letters to the people in Russia on the land, because I'm sure they're in the same boat we are.
I absolutely agree with you.
That's my opinion on that. You know, and Trump, he give his inauguration. He mentioned giving the power back to the people. Well, the people need to smarten up and take the power back, because we're self-governed. We're the first government. And it starts at our community level, and then it goes to our state level, and then it goes to our federal level. He's our servant. He works for us. We need to tell him what we want. We need to get involved. My advice is everybody needs to start at their county level and get going and get with people and start doing stuff.
Well, getting on back to the Russia issue, I want to modify my comment that the Russians are probably in the same boat that Americans are, and I'm rethinking that, because you don't see the Russian government and media coming out with all of these outrageous claims about other countries, whereas it's nonstop in the American media. Russia is this, North Korea is that, Syria is this, Assad and his gas, Saddam's nuclear weapons. You don't see Russia behaving like that. In fact, you know, Russia has been basically holding a steady course of just sticking to the facts. And Sergey Lavrov the other day was saying that the world cannot trust the American corporate media, or for that matter, the American government any longer, because their credibility is absolutely blown.
But these other countries don't have a corporate media to do that to us, do they?
Well, sure.
That's the deal, where the people, it's just like us. We don't. I'm tired of this South Dakota public radio station. It's like I wish I could come across some people to help me and figure out how to get rid of them, because it's terrible, the stuff. I mean, they're on this Florida deal and this gun deal, and the main thing there is they don't mention about all these movies that Hollywood makes about killing and killing and killing, and our kids watch that, and they wonder why kids, you know, when they finally go wacky, that the only thing they can think of is to get noticed is by go kill a bunch of people. It's like, that's in our movies. It teaches them that.
Yeah, and I'm personally very angry with all of these Hollywood stars and their hypocrisy, where they're out there saying guns are bad, and then you look at their filmography and you see all these movies that they made money on,
yeah,
where they're out there with big guns and just shooting up the place. So it is absolutely hypocritical. The fact that we have most households now have both parents working, so the kids, their only upbringing is TV and movies and social media and pop culture. which is not instilling any moral values in them.
But they've conquered by divide. They've divided everybody. Nobody stands together.
That's definitely intentional. That's definitely intentional. Yep. Anyway, Randy, thanks a lot for the information and the insights, and okay. We're going to let you go here, get back to the news. Okay? Thank you for the phone call. All right. Getting on back to the news. Now we have known for about a week, that the Department of Justice gave the FBI the Steele dossier without disclosing that it was paid for by Hillary Clinton's campaign and the DNC through Fusion GPS. Now, it's come on out that Trey Gowdy is starting to put pedal to the metal over there. And basically, Mueller's investigation, his bogus investigation, it's been discovered it's staffed with all these top Democratic operatives. There's no balance whatsoever. It's just a room full of Trump haters. But apparently they did a 7-hour interview of Deputy FBI Director Andrew McCabe, led by Trey Gowdy, doing the questioning. It lasted 7 hours. And apparently there were significant conflicts between what McCabe said and statements made by FBI and Department of Justice earlier. So now the House Intelligence Committee is issuing fresh subpoenas on the Justice Department and FBI personnel. Now, one of the things that McCabe reportedly told the panel was how hard the FBI had worked to verify the contents of the Steele dossier and stood by its credibility. However, it basically came on out that he couldn't point to any part of the dossier that they actually had supporting information on, other than the fact that Trump campaign advisor Carter Page had traveled to Moscow, and they couldn't even verify who it was he'd actually met over there. That's one fact. One fact out of that dossier didn't verify anything else, and still they went with it and said, we stand by it. Now, a lot of people were wondering why the Trump dossier surfaced after the election, when it would have been much more useful to Hillary to get that thing circulating around before the election. Well, according to this story out of the Gateway Pundit, apparently Hillary was thinking about doing that, releasing this Steele dossier before the election. But apparently the initial reaction to it was, oh, come on, you got to be kidding. And so they held it off, and then they figured they were going to win the election without it. Then when Hillary lost, she put the dossier out. Now, Brennan has been outed for lying under oath. And apparently he was asked under oath, do you know if the Bureau ever relied on the Steele dossier as part of any court filings or application? And Brennan said, I have no awareness. Of course, we know that's a law. The entire application for the FISA warrant was based on that dossier and what was supposed to be a corroborating story in Yahoo News, except that Christopher Steele was the source both for the dossier and the Yahoo News report. So it wasn't really corroboration. Now, Sessions has come on out and said that the Department of Justice is going to have an investigation into the handling of the dossier and the application for the FISA warrant, but I'm not expecting anything to come of that. It's basically just a way for the Department of Justice to say, we're just going to pull in all the evidence, and we're going to work on this really good and hard, and then nothing will happen. Now, Judicial Watch has targeted Samantha Power with a new lawsuit for the documents related to the unmasking scandal, because apparently Samantha Power reportedly unmasked 260 Americans in her last year at the State Department with no explanation of why it was done. And the question has to be, why would an ambassador to the United Nations need to unmask hundreds of American citizens? Again, at Judicial Watch, they're still prying more emails out of the State Department. State Department is dragging its feet as hard as it can, but they have found even more instances of classified information on Hillary Clinton's unsecure system. So Emailgate or Servergate, whatever you want to call it, is still alive and well. And that means that Hillary lied when she's testified under oath that she never sent or received any classified information on her private server. And again, I think it is a legitimate question to ask. Given the history of the Clintons back with the Chinagate scandal, was Hillary Clinton, while Secretary of State, selling U.S. secrets to foreign interests using her weak private email server to deliver the material and her so-called charitable foundation to collect and launder the money? That's a question that deserves to be asked. I wish somebody in Washington, D.C. or the corporate media would ask it. They won't. They're absolutely terrified of Hillary. But it needs to be asked. Now, again, getting on back to that private server and the idea that some good old-fashioned espionage was going on, it turns on out that the FBI investigation of the espionage and blackmail charges in the Awan case was blocked by an Obama Department of Justice appointee who worked for Holder and Lynch. So were the Awans running their own espionage network inside the Capitol building? Or were they working for Hillary Clinton? Because they seem to have some serious political juice protecting them. Another sign of cover-up here. Apparently, Andrew McCabe altered Peter Strzok's 302 notes on the General Michael Flynn interview and then destroyed the evidence. Now, 302, it's short for FD-302, which is an official FBI notation of an interview. They take notes. And apparently, McCabe changed the 302 notes and then tried to cover it up. Now, the interesting thing is apparently Michael Flynn has applied to the court to withdraw his guilty plea. And it looks like it might happen. He's going to go into court and he's going to put up a fight based on all of the shenanigans that are going on and the possible fact that he was intentionally set up to take a fall. So let's look at the war zones, because there is a lot going on. And I agree with Dustin. The Middle East looks like it's about to go up in flames. The U.S. is now calling on Iran to withdraw from Syria. Okay. Here we have the United States, which has no business being in Syria. There's been no congressional declaration of war against Syria. There's no United Nations Security Council resolution authorizing the United States to be in Syria. Syria doesn't want them there. Iran doesn't want them there. The Kurds don't want them there. The Turks don't want them there. But the U.S. is going to stand there and say that Iran has to withdraw from Syria, or there'll be bad things happening. And apparently, Ali Akbar Velayati, chief advisor to Iran's spiritual leader, Ali Khamenei, said Iran's presence in Syria is legitimate, and it is the United States that should leave. And he's absolutely correct. And it isn't just Iran saying that. Russia, Sergei Lavrov, has on more than a few occasions said the U.S. needs to get on out. It needs to leave the area it controls in southern Syria. Now, a lot of people were wondering what was going to be happening with this three-way battle where the Turks were invading Syria ostensibly to fight the Kurds. The Kurds were fighting back, and Syria was not happy about the situation. And surprise, surprise, this is a demonstration of the enemy of my enemy is my friend, because the Kurds and Syria have struck a deal. And now the Syrian government forces are going into Afrin to help fight the Turks. So now we have Syria and Turkey basically kicking up a war. Now the Kurds are suggesting that Syria should close their airspace to Turkish aircraft. Basically say, you can't come in here. If you come in here, you're going to be shot at. So it's not just the United States that can declare a no-fly zone. Syria has every right to say, get your planes out of here. Turkey, as if it doesn't have enough to do, is now threatening to invade Greece. And apparently the tensions between the two countries actually go back to this practice Turkey has of violating Greek airspace. In fact, they did it 138 times in a single day. And on February 13th, a Turkish Coast Guard patrol boat rammed a Greek Coast Guard vessel off the shore of Imia, one of the many Greek islands over which Turkey claims sovereignty. Now, most of the areas within modern Greece's current borders were under the control of the Ottoman Empire from the mid-15th century until the Greek War of Independence in 1821 and the establishment of the modern Greek state in 1832. These islands, however, like the rest of Greece, are legally and historically Greek, as their names indicate. Turkey's position is, no, those islands are actually Turkish territory, and they're threatening to invade to seize control of those. Over in Lebanon, Hezbollah Secretary General Saeed Hassan Nasrallah has once again warned Israel to back off claiming these disputed oil and gas fields off the southern Lebanese coast, threatening that Hezbollah could disable Israel's offshore oil installations within hours. Now, the dispute goes over the eastern Mediterranean gas fields goes back to January of 2017, but blew up starting in late January of this year because Lebanon has started putting up these blocks for tender. Now, Israel has basically come on out and said they own the entire eastern end of the Mediterranean seafloor. Normally, the way it works in the civilized world, when a border reaches the coastline, you just draw a straight line out, and that's your ocean border. But Israel doesn't play that way. They reach the water, they turn north, and they go all the way up and around, and on the other coast, they turn south. And they're basically saying that none of these other countries that border the eastern Mediterranean have any right to the oil and gas. So now that there's actual money on the table, Israel is starting to make some serious noises about going on in and taking over these oil rigs or putting their own oil rigs on there. And that's going to lead to more fighting. And right now, you have to remember, Netanyahu is desperate for a war. With Syria, with Lebanon, he doesn't care. He's looking at these corruption charges. Apparently, they're serious. Some of the other people named in the indictments have already been arrested. And if you saw that video of Netanyahu holding up a piece of what he claims is an Iranian drone, you can see it in his eyes. He's very tired. He's not getting any sleep. The IDF has struck 18 terror targets in Gaza. This is some of the heaviest fighting in years. This time, they didn't even bother with a bottle rocket. They just went on in and started bombing the Gaza Strip. Like I said, Netanyahu needs a distraction. So Netanyahu was out there basically talking tough, saying Iran is a threat, Iran is this, Iran is that. And so the foreign affairs minister of Iran, Mohammad Javad Zarif, is warning that Israel's invincibility has crumbled. And, of course, he's talking about that Israeli F-16 jet, which was shot down after attacking what was claimed to be an Iranian site in Syria. And Iran is saying, we will not hesitate to respond to any Israeli aggression against us. The whole world is going absolutely crazy. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And if you would like to help keep Republic Broadcasting Network on the air, and I assure you, it is really needed right now. The postal address to send a check or money order is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you want to phone on in and pledge to become a recurring subscriber, the number is 800-724-2719, extension 03. Now, getting on back to the geopolitical news, a lot of stuff is going on around the world. Apparently, there are massive demonstrations in Kiev calling for Ukraine's president to quit, saying that Poroshenko is a thief. They're talking impeachment, resignation. They do not like him. Meanwhile, we have a Navy admiral. This is the second time a story like this has come on out. Last week, basically saying we're ready for war with China. We hope it won't come. But now we have this admiral who's apparently nominated to be the next U.S. ambassador to Australia. Basically saying that the U.S. must prepare for the possibility of war with China. It's a global war policy. the U.S. is basically waging war on the entire world. They're trying to conquer it all, bring about the new world order. And I think they're going to stumble and fall very, very badly. Now, probably you remember a couple of weeks ago where there was all this talk in the corporate media about the so-called bloody nose strategy for North Korea. And, of course, North Korea has come across really good in the Olympics. It was a very powerful public relations coup. But the U.S. is still out there saying, we want a war, we want a war, we want a war. And apparently, two senators who attended the Munich Security Conference over the weekend have basically said the U.S. does not actually have a bloody nose strategy to take out North Korea's nuclear arsenal, contrary to the reports that we saw in places like the Wall Street Journal. And I understand why that's so. You're not sure you're going to get them all. And if you go in and attack North Korea, whatever nuclear weapons and long-range missiles you don't destroy are definitely going to be flying back. Something else Congress did that I don't agree with, and it's not getting a lot of reportage on the corporate media. Apparently, Congress, over this last year, passed a large number of bills that are deregulating industry, either by removing regulations entirely or basically hamstringing them. And basically all of these bills limit the right of consumers to seek any kind of justice against major corporations. They already did this with computers and software. They're doing it with vaccine makers. Now they're saying this is a good thing, so we're going to make everything. Talk about fascism here. Bitcoin was apparently back above $10,000, at least briefly over the weekend here. Barnes and Noble has decided to solve their financial distress. Apparently, the tax breaks from Trump were not enough. They have just fired all of their full-time employees at 781 stores. Everybody's going to be a temp worker from now on. Bad out there. Okay, now let's see. Over at Investment Watch blog, retail sales tank. Is the house of credit cards about to collapse? And basically, as I mentioned earlier in the show, they've now revised the holiday shopping numbers downward. It wasn't a good shopping season. It was as bad as the previous year. But this article is dealing mostly with the fact of Americans sinking rapidly into debt, and a big part of it are credit cards. Now, some years ago, Claire and I made the conscious decision not to use the credit cards, just to pay them all down, and we've almost paid them off. And everybody should be doing that. You can't run an economy on debt. And because everybody is struggling with debt, they're not going to the retailers. They don't have any money to spend. They're not spending because they have no money to spend. And consumer activity accounts for more than two-thirds of U.S. economic activity. Not anymore, obviously. There's an issue there. Getting on over into Europe and immigration. Apparently, George Soros is now openly supporting plans to destroy all nation states and the West to bring about his new world order. I think Soros is using the U.S. military to conquer all the recalcitrant nations who don't want to be part of this. And then following that, the U.S. will be destroyed, maybe by losing in the war. Anyway, we're going to take another break here for commercials, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy, but I must admit lately I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm looking at the corporate media, and they're spending a lot of time about how the singer Fergie did a really bad performance of the national anthem at the NBA All-Star game. And they're just going on and on about it. And I know she's a professional singer. This strikes me as a PR stunt on her part. Everybody's talking about the singer Fergie. Name value, name recognition out there. Okay, let's see. We have that going. Getting on back to immigration and culture shock. Apparently over in Italy, there was a little bit of an upset because some of the refugees at the Welcome Center apparently found a stray dog and barbecued it. And of course, the Italians are like totally freaked out about this. And I presume that Italy probably has laws against cruel, unusual treatment of animals. Plus, you've got global wildlife organizations. But apparently, animal rights activists are really up in arms. Now, the migrants are saying, this is a normal practice where we come from. Okay, well, if you want to do that, go back where you came from. because you're now in Italy and there are different set of rules. So that's another reason why this whole globalization isn't going to work. Culture shock. People, they've lived all their lives under a certain set of laws, certain set of social expectations and rules, especially the older people. They're not going to change overnight. Now, up in Canada at Dalhousie University, this is in Halifax, has a job opening for the Vice Provost of Student Affairs. But in order to have diversity on campus, the job ad basically said, the search for a new Vice Provost Student Affairs will be restricted to racially visible persons and Aboriginal people at this time. In other words, it's now okay, apparently in Canada, to discriminate against white people, because that's what this is. It's still discrimination. People are being discriminated against on the basis of their skin color. I thought Canada was above this sort of nonsense, but I guess under Justin Trudeau, no. The Austrian Foreign Minister Karin Nissel has slammed German Chancellor Angela Merkel for her decision in 2015 to welcome immigrants, saying it was a pull factor, and went on to praise Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban for working to secure the European border. And apparently this foreign minister just got the job. She was nominated by the Anti-Mass Migration Freedom Party. The European people are pushing back. It may be too late. As that caller said, from a cultural point of view, France is already gone. It's something else now. It's France-Syria or France-Niger. Same thing with Germany. It just isn't what it was. The cultural identity is being destroyed by George Soros, who's got a huge amount of money and no legitimate authority to muck about with the planet, but he's going to do it. Getting on back to Merkel and Germany, it's looking like her coalition government may not happen after all, because there's going to be a party referendum in the Social Democrats as to whether they want to go along with the coalition deal. And the polls are starting to show that a lot of people are not happy with it. And if, in fact, they vote this deal down, then Merkel will have to call new elections. And in all probability, she is not going to – she's going to lose. She took a major clubbing in the last election. It's probably going to be worse this time. Now, down in Israel, and as I said, this is probably one of the reasons why Netanyahu is making stink face at Syria and Lebanon and Gaza and all the rest of it. Apparently, the Israel securities authorities have opened an investigation into allegations that the country's largest telecom company, Bezeq, received benefits in order to give positive media coverage to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And apparently, several senior executives from Bezeq, including two close associates of Netanyahu, have been arrested as part of the corruption probe. Like I said, when Netanyahu was on that TV holding up that piece of debris, you could see his eyes. He was very tired. Here's more political correctness. Over at Yale University, which I used to have a lot of respect for, Yale was one of the top schools. You know, if you had a degree from Yale, your career was made. Boy, have they declined. Apparently, Yale University is offering a course that aims to help students understand and counteract whiteness and includes topics such as white imagination, white property, and white speech. And according to the syllabus for the class, which is called Construction of Whiteness, the English course is an interdisciplinary approach to examining our understanding of whiteness. Now, I have a question for the people at Yale University. What kind of jobs will this course qualify students for after they graduate and need to start making payments on their student debt? I think that's a legitimate question to ask right now. But this is a joke. I mean, it's still discrimination. It's not justice. It's not balance. It's not compensation. It's just discrimination. And it doesn't matter which direction it's going in. Discrimination is wrong. Apparently over in Russia, Instagram and YouTube may be looking at a full block. Apparently a billionaire won a privacy lawsuit because apparently somebody got videos and photographs that showed this Russian billionaire, Oleg Deripaska, and Deputy Prime Minister Sergei Prichotko relaxing on a yacht with a woman described politely as an escort. And so this billionaire got very angry and he went to court and said, you've got to respect my privacy. So we'll just take away YouTube and Instagram from everybody. It's becoming very obvious right now how many people around the world, how many governments around the world, how many corporations are trying to find a way to shut down the internet, to turn it into just another corporate media content delivery platform. Soros is out there criticizing social media because people don't like his plans for the New World Order and the One World Government. Story out of C News Now in Great Britain. The White House is threatening consequences for the supposed 2017 Russian cyber attack. And don't forget, not too long ago, the U.S. government came on out and said that a cyber attack would be treated as an act of war and that the U.S. could respond with real military. And what they're doing is they're blaming Russia for the Petya and not Petya malwares. And it caused billions of dollars in damage across Europe, Asia, and Americans. And they're out here saying it obviously came from the Kremlin. No, you have no way of knowing that. Anybody who is a cybersecurity professional will tell you. That's one of the big problems with the internet as it is today. You cannot trace malware back to its source. There's no way to do it. All you can do is you can find the last IP in a very long chain of cutout machines. And you can arrange for a cutout machine to be in Russia to make it look like it's coming from Russia, but that doesn't prove it's the origin there. This is just more trash talk, bashing Russia and trying to come up with some kind of an excuse for more sanctions or possibly outright war. Apparently, Kim.com has come on out reminding everybody again that the data stolen from the DNC email servers was not hacked. That somebody, meaning Seth Rich, walked out the door with all of that information on a memory stick. Now, here's a bizarre story. this is kind of weird, and I don't know why Amazon is not able to track it down. But apparently, somebody is sending Amazon sex toys to total strangers. Now, for those of you who are unaware of it, along with everything else that Amazon carries, they have sex stuff. Vibrators, bondage stuff, costumes. And apparently somebody just thinks it's really funny to buy the stuff and have it delivered to other people. It's kind of weird. All right. Now, this is kind of interesting. Down in Rio de Janeiro, there is this drug lord. And he's considered one of the most dangerous criminals in Rio. But apparently, this drug lord kidnapped a medical staff and made them vaccinate a community against yellow fever. I'm sure he meant well. We don't know what's in the vaccine here. And this is not as shocking or surprising as you might think. Because many years ago, I had sort of a tangential exposure to the world of South American drug lords. And they're very often seen as community organizers in places where they don't really have a functioning government. And so the drug lords will pay for the roads. They'll pay for the schools. And they're looked up to by the local population. So it's not that odd here. Story coming out of Natural News here. 16-year-old boy from Franklin Township, Indiana, committed suicide after taking Tamiflu for his flu. The teen was found by his aunt and uncle, who were also his guardians, in the garage. Now, he had no prior history of any kind of mental issues or depression or suicidal thoughts. So, again, these medications go on out there. They're very dangerous, and nobody cares. It's just about making the money. Up in Toronto, Canada, again, becoming the nanny state, over 5,000 elementary school kids have been suspended for out-of-date immunization records. If you want to go to public school, you make sure that the doctors and hospitals and pharmacies have gotten their payoffs. And again, I think it's a fundamental right for people to decide what goes in their body, especially with all of these horror stories about dangerous, dangerous medications. And it's all about the marketing. It's all about the money here. Another article coming out of Russia Today. Big Pharma spent $10 million promoting opioid drug use to patients. And we know that opiate abuse is rampant in this country. People are getting addicted. They're getting hooked. They're dying of overdoses. And apparently the drug companies spent $10 million promoting opioid drug use to patient advocacy groups and other nonprofit organizations between 2012 and 2017. More than 42,000 Americans died from opioid overdoses in 2016. The doctors are killing more people than the mass shooters. Physicians affiliated with patient advocacy groups accepted more than $1.6 million in payments from five manufacturers between 2013 and 2018. This is a new report released by Senator Claire McCaskill, top Democrat on the Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee. And basically saying that there's a financial incentive. The financial links between doctors and patient organizations are definitely there. Doctors are incentivized to prescribe certain medications. In this case, it was the opioids. Now, some months back, there was a big stink where one of the companies that makes these opiates was literally caught financially incentivizing doctors to push these pills. And evidence surfaced it was an intentional plan to build a permanent consumer class of people addicted to these medications. That's why more and more people are turning to natural medicines, things you can grow or make in your own home, because you can't trust the medical system any longer. You really, really cannot. And of course, the medical industrial complex is on the warpath against people being able to treat themselves. They're on the warpath against natural cures, even supplements, saying that they're dangerous. Supplements are dangerous. No, they're not. Prescription drugs are 62,000 times more likely to kill you than supplements. But supplements keep you healthy. And if you're healthy, you're cutting into the profits of the medical industrial complex. They're out there in their boardroom saying, we need more people to be sick. Somebody go down to the virus lab and throw a beaker out the window. There's been another very strange and suspicious death of a holistic doctor. Former Miss Universe contestant Sonia K. Forbes was found dead at her St. Andrew home. She was stabbed in the abdomen. And Dr. Forbes was known for being in favor of using cannabis to treat and cure medical conditions. And she was working on a study that was using cannabis to help people suffering from long-term eye problems. And this lady was against Big Pharma, pro-holistic. And there have been a lot of these doctors who've died under very suspicious circumstances because it's cutting into the profits. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And again, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And let's talk about human-caused global warming. Insert ominous music here. And the problem for the warmistas is that it isn't warm. They just had a major winter storm on the East Coast. It's moving out to sea now. Heavy, heavy snow. Record-setting snow again in the Pacific Northwest. There are places in the northern hemisphere that are getting snow that don't normally get snow. But the global warming people are not ready to give up on this. Every time somebody points out the world really is not getting warmer, we're getting into a Maunder minimum, they come up with some bizarre excuse. Oh, the heat is hiding in the bottom of the ocean. Really? Have you ever heard of convection? Then they had the polar vortex, like that was something unexpected, and it was just messing things up. And I'm sure probably that Al Gore is going to get around to saying that the Russians are messing with our environment. The Russians have a secret freezing gun they're directing at us. And the latest bizarre excuse is they're now saying there's a warming hole. And that it's causing some areas to get colder instead of hotter. Now, that makes absolutely no sense at all. If you have a warming hole, you have a cool zone. So they're still out there trying to sell this idea that humans are warming the planet and we have to allow some global authority to tell us how to live our lives and we have to pay carbon taxes. And I think the reason they keep coming up with these bizarre things is they're trying to save face. They don't want to admit they've been caught in a huge scam against the American people, against the people of the world. And, I mean, climate does change. But the indications are right now that we're heading into a mini ice age. Of course, they were saying that back in the 1970s as well, and it didn't happen. It's the way scientists operate. If they discover something and they say, I've discovered this and it's probably no big deal, they don't get media attention, they don't get funding. But if they come back and say, I've discovered this little phenomenon and it's potentially the end of the world, then the media pays attention. They need a sensational story. The media exposure results in more funding. Science gets sensationalized. Science gets politicized. And that's what happened here. I mean, all along, from Hadley Climate Research Unit all the way up to this latest nonsense, it hasn't been scientific. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.